vlog. Today I'm going to tell you something that can completely change your life, that can make you a lot more wealthy, a lot more successful with women. It's guaranteed to work, okay? And it's going to require you almost zero effort, all right? And you can work instantaneously. You want to know what that is? Well, we're going to be talking about today living your life by principles, and we're actually on principle 2, which is never allow someone to make you the victim. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Stunning video out of South Africa tonight that shows a man drop kicking former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Judge is ready. Jumper's ready.
Cell phone video shows Arnold Schwarzenegger taking photos and talking to fans when out of nowhere, there's this shocking moment. Someone drop kicks the former governor and Terminator star.
It hurt. Now you look at the video, it hurt, okay? He got rattled. That was not a soft kick. It wasn't a bump or anything like that. All right, now Arnold Schwarzenegger, he could have claimed the victim card, rightfully so, right? He was violated, but I watched an interview with him a little bit later. He's like, oh, did someone kick me? I thought someone bumped into me. I didn't even notice. He chose that you can harm me. You can physically harm me, but it's in my mind. I choose whether or not I'm going to be a victim or not. I can make that choice. This is a very, very key concept. Another person who talked about this is Viktor Frankl in the famous book, Man's Search for Meaning. If you haven't read that book, go read that book now. In fact, go check out the Bulldog Mindset membership. I have a complete summary of that book. It's one of the books on the required reading list, all right? So one thing about Bulldog Mindset membership, if you haven't checked it out already, go check it out. $7 for the first month. Trust me on this. You're going to want to watch the videos in there. And there's going to be an in-depth talk about principles and how to structure your life around principles. But in that book, he talks about how to view things so that you do not end up having the victim mindset. And this was a Holocaust survivor. And like I said, Bulldog Mindset membership, we have all the best books that you need to read to really improve your life. They're in there. So go check it out. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what does this mean to not allow someone to make you the victim. Let's say that you have a girlfriend, a spouse, wife, whatever, toxic, you got a divorce, girl broke up with you, she's cheating on you, whatever. Right now, you might be thinking, I'm the victim. You're tempted to make yourself the victim, but you have to choose not to. I can't control what other people do. They could lie to me. They could cheat me. They could steal from me. They could physically harm me. I don't allow myself to be a victim, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Instead, I choose to see it through the lens that I want to see it through. And I see it as something that is going to make me stronger. And I look at it and I say, how is this my fault? How is this in some way my responsibility? Now, sometimes it might be a stretch. If you're driving your car down the street, you're following the speed limit, and then someone sideswipes you and drives off, you might say to yourself, it's not my fault at all. Well, it is. If you really look and you think about it, you're like, okay, well, I was driving the car. It wouldn't have happened if I wasn't driving a car at this intersection. Now, maybe you didn't do anything wrong. Maybe you did everything reasonable, but you still made a choice by turning on the ignition and getting in that car. You took a gamble, and some gambles don't pay off very well. It's a pretty good gamble. No one would blame you for that. But the point is, it's still your fault. It's still your responsibility. It's still your choice. You're the one who decided to drive that car today. Now, why would you think like this? Because any other form of thinking is not productive. Because you're like, oh, I'm a victim. Someone hit me. They did a hit and run. They harmed me. They caused me this damage. They injured me. I have to pay this fee. Now, all of a sudden, you have taken all that power away from you. But if you say, I'm not a victim, I'm responsible for this. So how am I going to deal with this? Now you have the power. Now you can say in the future, maybe I need to get a different car. Maybe I need to not drive down these streets. Or maybe I need to just accept and build into my savings plan and my life plan the probability that I may get into an accident by a hit and run driver, and it may not be my fault, and I have a buffer and I have money to pay for that in that case. Okay. So whatever happens, you're going to structure it in terms of a solution. You can't solve a problem that you're not responsible for. Let's put it that way. So you always have to assume responsibility. So stop the victim mindset. Stop allowing people to make you a victim. No one can harm you, Marcus Aurelius said, unless you allow them to. And Shakespeare said that nothing is bad or good, but thinking makes it so. Stop playing the victim card and start thinking, well, where I'm at right now, what can I do? How can I solve this problem? Again, victim mindset, no. Bulldog mindset, yes. Go check it out, the membership. I've got a ton of resources on this, how to develop the true bulldog mindset and lessons step by step. I'm gonna walk you through, I'm gonna show you today how to transform your life right now. If you take the lessons in that membership and you can change your life right now and stop being a victim, but you gotta act, all right? It's not a lot of effort. You just gotta take the baby step, first step, go forward and find a community of men that are gonna help you to do this. This is the step. If you've been waiting for it all this time, go and do it now. But that's the principle, second principle. Stay tuned, we're gonna do more videos in this series on principles. If you guys like this video, give it a thumbs up, give it a like, leave a comment so that I'll continue the series.